What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. Make sure you have subscribed, and that is your pay to play. If you want to listen, I need your support. I need you to share this with a friend, share it on your socials. Make sure you are linked up so you don't miss an episode. I'm available on Apple or Spotify. If you can't find me there, I mean, you found me somewhere, right? Share it with your friends. However, you can. Maybe you're just getting this straight off Facebook. I think Audioboom links it right to my author page, Brandon Lynette. Author page, what? She has books? Yes. Make sure you go to onceuponatimebitches.com and you can get my books unless you want them on Audible. I've got Fuck Luck Bitches and Once Upon a Time Bitches on Audible, both of those just for you. So let's jump into it. I am still, I had a crazy weekend and I keep getting messages from lovely people about my dog. So on Thursday night, I came home after work and went to bed probably like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get home till like midnight. So I kind of have to unwind. I don't know about you, but no matter how tired I am, like if I get off a bartending shift, I need time to like simmer down. I don't know what it is, but anyway. So I go to bed. My husband gets up at 2:30 to go to work, or 2:15, I think his alarm goes off. Anyway, I barely am sleeping, falling asleep, deep, deep sleep. Like I feel great. I'm like, hell yes, I'm finally sleeping. I'm conscious of this. Okay. And I feel him shaking my foot and I'm like, oh, hell no. He's like, babe, I think the dogs got out and I have to leave. So at this time, it's like 3:30 in the morning. He has to be at work at 4. So I am barely conscious on an hour and a half of sleep. And I come down and realize like our gates, when you shut them, there is a metal piece on each side that slides into the ground to latch. Apparently, when I got home that night, it was so full of leaves and debris from just fall that it didn't latch all the way. So the wind blew it open. And my Shepsky and Rottweiler escaped. Okay. So 3:30 in the morning, mind you, I've had, you know, my a whopping two, not even 2 hours of sleep. And I wake up my son who is not waking up. Okay. So he could lay with the baby because she's in my bed and she's not always happy when she wakes up in the middle of the night and I'm not there. But I'm like, screw it, this kid isn't waking up. I just gotta go. So I get in my car and I drive all over our town. I'm driving for like an hour, okay, looking for these fools. And finally, I'm about to give up and I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to just go home and see if they've gone back home. I saw the Shepsky beelining it for the house and he sees me and he runs faster. So he's not even going to get in the car. He just runs home. So I follow him home. I don't see my Rottweiler anywhere. I don't see Bodacious anywhere. And I'm like, what the hell? How did they get separated? So I'm kind of freaking out, but I want to make sure that, you know, Zeke is going to be at home. So I get him locked in the house where he can't escape. And I head back out. I drive everywhere looking for this dog and I cannot find him. And it's coming up to like 5:30 in the morning. I come home devastated. I'm crying because I'm thinking the worst, you guys. Like, why would these dogs be separated? Okay. They're best friends. I'm very confused at this point. But I think, you know, we have an appointment to get the puppy. He's 8 months old. Okay. This Rottweiler is 8 months old. I have this appointment to get him fixed. And I'm like, hell yes. We're gonna get him fixed. But while he's missing right now, I'm thinking, okay, he's not fixed. So maybe he's having crazy hormones where, you know, Zeke, the older dog, does not. Because he is altered. So I'm thinking he's probably just, you know, running free, found a girlfriend. I don't know. But then I'm also thinking he's this gorgeous blockhead, true German Rottweiler. Like he's a beautiful dog. Okay. Gorgeous. I'm thinking someone probably took him. Like someone just was like, oh my God, this dog is free. He doesn't have a collar. All the things I'm going to keep him. So anyway, I'm at home. I come up. I make sure the baby's still sleeping. And I leave the gate open in case, you know, the Rottweiler does come back. And my next step is like, I'm going to post on Facebook. And that's where a lot of you have seen the post, obviously, because I haven't talked about it on the podcast yet. But I don't want to post on Facebook until I have a conversation with my college girls. Okay. They're not home. They're away at school. And I did not want them waking up and seeing a Facebook post that the dog is missing. Okay. I wanted them to hear it from me first. I'm like, well, shit, I'm not going to post until I could talk to them. You know, so I wait till 8 or 8:30, which I think is a decent time for a college student. And I call them both and I, you know, ruin their whole fucking day. But I called them, and the minute I hung up, I went ahead and posted in all of the pet lost and found groups. And mind you, I lay down and I'm trying to sleep and I can't. I'm crying. I'm upset. Every 45 minutes, I'm getting up to come downstairs to see if he's on the porch, to see if he came back in the yard. It was just hell. It was a hell of a night. And I finally get this message on Facebook, probably around 10 o'clock in the morning. Some guy had seen him. I don't know why. He didn't see the Shepsky. He just saw the Rottweiler, and he had called the police and animal control. So he's like, animal control has your dog. So I was very excited. I called animal control. I'm like, hey, listen, you guys have my 8-month-old Rottweiler puppy. And she's like, oh, hold on, let me call you back. And so I'm frantically looking for like paperwork and everything so I can claim this dog. Okay. I get to animal control and she's like, I really didn't think this was your dog. Let's do a walkthrough. Cause she said he was 8 months old. And I'm like, yeah, he's just a puppy. And I show her the birth date. I show her all the things. We walk through and I've never seen a dog look more depressed in my life, but sure enough, he was there. And she's like, there's no way he's only 8 months old. Cause he's so big. They were expecting a little puppy, like a puppy. He's as big as the Shepsky. So anyway, I get the dog and I pay my, it's like $65 to get this dog out. So, or 75, I think they get a microchip in him. I pay the fee and then I'm starting to walk out and she's like, oh, here's your citation. You got a citation. I'm figuring like, that's what I just paid for, right? No, I have to go to court, you guys, for my dog. And she's like, you need to go on a Thursday or Friday. You're going to go in front of a magistrate and then plead guilty or not guilty. And she's saying all these things. And my dog wants to just get out the door, right? He's ready to go home. And I don't know. I'm just like, I really have to go to court for this dog. I already paid. So is this just like another money grab? I don't know. But the plea is not guilty. I didn't open the gate for them. I didn't push them out. It wasn't like an intentional thing. It was a mistake, right? So we'll see what happens. But just so everybody knows and that we're clear, long story short, the dog is back. Okay. And my husband has since drilled the holes in the ground so the gate latches properly. And it will be something that's in my awareness now that I will definitely be keeping track of just to make sure. Okay. So we're good now. The puppy is home. He was very traumatized. I will say that he was super traumatized. But it's all set. So the biggest thing in the lives of my pet right now is trying to get my female Sphinx kitten an appointment to get her fixed as well. So I'm still on wait. I've taken them to the same place. All my animals have gone here. So it's people I know and trust, but I feel like I keep missing out. They have like a 5-minute window on the website where I can make an appointment before they're booked. So it's insane. It's insane. I love it. I love that they're this busy. That means that people are being responsible pet owners, which I think is very important. It is heartbreaking. Just walking through that animal rescue, I'm crying. She's like, I know this is going to be tough to walk through here. And it was. I'm already crying because my dog and I'm emotional. Then I see all these other little guys that are just like desperate to get out of there. And it sucks, man. It sucks. I wish people would be responsible with their pets 100%. Get them fixed, you guys. Nobody wants your barn cat litter, okay? You know what I mean? Like, you just do the responsible thing. So anyway, I brought you guys up to speed. Let's jump into it today. I talked a little bit about change. So yesterday, change sucks, you guys. It does. And you just have to embrace the suck. That's it. You have to embrace the hard. Like, you're having a tough time in life right now and you're not even challenging yourself, right? Like, when's the last time you had the most incredible day where you were just like, yeah, everything's great. I feel amazing. No, but you're struggling. So why not struggle and make it something positive? You know what I mean? And we're going to talk about ways to change your lifestyle. And that's it. If you just get into this mindset, like, I'll end up daydreaming about my life and just kind of reflect on it. Okay. When I have a quiet moment and I'm thinking about, you know, the choices I've made and the things that we're doing. And I'm recalibrating a lot of things in my life. A big change. Like my husband and I are not drinking anymore. And that's a big change. We are, you know, focused on getting healthy. I just signed up for a 5K with my college girls. Okay. Never, ever. Bitch, I have not run since I was in school in cross country. Okay. And mind you, my girls are collegiate athletes. Like, they're good as hell. And I am so, I am intimidated. I'm in my head. Yesterday was day one of training. And this thing is in like 3 weeks. It's on Thanksgiving Day. Okay. So what's motivating me is I know I'm just going to face plant in some mashed potatoes when I get home, right? Like, I'm running for the food, bitch. Like, not as a reward, but just like, I'll be eating it no matter what. I'm just very excited that I'm going to run my ass off. And that's all I'm going to be thinking about to get to the finish line is mashed potatoes and turkey. My husband makes this awesome broccoli he makes some kind of cheesy broccoli shit. Of the family's obsessed. In fact, they're like, can we make like 4 pans of broccoli? Can you have dad make a lot? We make some good shit. Okay. Pumpkin pie. I'm going to do a pumpkin roll this year. All the things, I'm running for that. But anyway, I'm training. I'm at the Y with the girls yesterday and I get on the treadmill and I'm starting to beat myself up. And I'm like, oh my God, you really let yourself just get out of whack. And my husband and I have been lifting weights, but we don't do cardio. Okay. I haven't been doing cardio. Like, the most I'm walking is the shit I do around the house, which is constant movement. I don't sit down until like the end of the day, right? There's always something. I'm just walking around doing some shit. And the same thing with work. When I bartend, I mean, I'm not just sitting around. I may not be walking as busy, but I am moving. I'm standing, I'm up. That's like the extent of my cardio. So I'm starting to beat myself up and I'm like, all right, girl, look, this is where we are. And what's the truth? Okay. What's the truth? This is my first one. I'm trying to put pressure on myself. Like, I have to meet my college girls equally on that route. And there's no way that that's going to happen. Okay. Not in 3 weeks. And I'm not saying it's not possible ever. I think if I, you know, committed to it, there would be a time where I could keep up with them. But I just told myself when I was dying, you know, by mile two, because I did 3 miles yesterday, by mile two, I was like, all right, look, okay, I'm at 30 minutes for 2 miles, you guys. And I'm thinking, this is embarrassing. Like, I'm not going to go. I have to find out how I could back out. I was thinking of all these excuses. And then I realized, like, being there and doing this is going to be better than sitting on the couch and just thinking about it. Honest to God, these girls have brought up a 5K to my life. They brought it up to me like a year ago. They're like, we should start doing 5Ks together. And I would think about it and I would think like how great it would be if I would get up and just train and like do this with them because it means something to them. And I want to meet them where they are, right? We want to spend time with our kids. We want to grow in a relationship with them. Well, this is something they love. So I'm like, bitch, you know, I thought about it for a year and I'm finally doing something. I'm going to celebrate that. I'm doing something and I don't give a shit. I'm okay with it now. I made my peace. If I finish last, that's better than not even trying. That's better than sitting on the couch for this entire year, thinking about how cool it would be if we did that together. So I'm a little inspired. I'm a lot inspired. And just thinking about, you know, they're talking about the different races we can do throughout the year when they're coming home. And I think this is great because they're transitioning into adulthood. They're transitioning into, you know, people that are going to build their own lives and, you know, they're not my babies. They're not going to be home all the time anymore. So I think it is very important that I commit to something that I can do with them, that we can connect on, because I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be one of those things where, you know, you've done a good job and you're going to let them go, but it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt 100%. So maybe you're doing that right now. You listened to yesterday's podcast and you're like, yes, change. That is something I need to do. I don't want you to spend a year thinking about it. Okay. I want you to learn from my mistake, because if I would have started a year ago, I wouldn't even be sweating this right now. And I probably would be at a reasonable pace where I could run with my kids, you know? And I know lifestyle changes are scary. It's scary. This involves a whole lifestyle change. I've been losing weight, 41 pounds now that I'm down, and I'm committed to, you know, making sure I'm getting the protein, drinking my water, taking my vitamins, all of these things. I am focused on recalibrating my life to live in a healthy way that honors my body for everything it's been through. If you feel stuck in a rut and you want to do something to improve your lifestyle, make the change. You're the only person that's going to be able to take the reins and overhaul your life 100%. By taking steps to change your lifestyle, you're going to feel happier. You're going to feel refreshed. You're going to feel more in control. You're also going to be really sore. It was really hard to get out of bed today, but it's okay because it's a victory. It's a good sore. I feel like, but you did something yesterday. You honored your body. I didn't think I could do 3 miles on day one, and maybe I shouldn't have. I know I'm going to scale it back a little bit, but I'm fucking proud. I showed up. I did it. So how do you start changing your lifestyle? Just do it. Just start exercising. If you aren't already, then starting a fitness trip, like just set up a little schedule. It's a great way to overhaul your lifestyle. And listen, I know we go to the Y now, but I'm going to tell you, I didn't have time and I didn't have resources. I didn't have the things. I, for a long time, used to use it's called Beachbody On Demand, I think. And it has a bunch of at-home workouts. Okay. And I'm talking like 20 minutes a day. So bitch, don't tell me you don't have 20 minutes a day to be able to do a workout. You can do it. You just have to get yourself to start. Okay. But if you can, join a local gym. And maybe you're like me. Most of my life I've had to have a personal trainer. This time I'm really fortunate because my husband's doing the things with me. Like he, you know, is kind of guiding us and coaching us through the process. It was his obsession for a really long time. But have, you know, talk to the people at the gym, ask the questions that matter to you, get as much information as you can to get started. If you want to lose weight and get fit, you've always dreamed of toning up your muscles and sculpting your body, personal trainers are a great way to start. Okay. And if you can't afford that, I promise there are online programs, online coaches. Even if you go to YouTube, you could find this free. Okay. Maybe you need to start doing a little run in the mornings or the evenings, very little effort. You just need some tennis shoes, right? And some leggings and a hoodie. I know you have that. Get outside. You're going to feel calmer, more refreshed, and you can enjoy that fresh air. When is the last time you went out to just enjoy the fresh air? I mean, you could be like me driving around looking for my dogs and start to see things in your neighborhood you didn't even know existed. That's a possibility. Just get out there. Exercise has so many benefits. And the routine itself is going to allow you to challenge yourself and try to beat personal goals. That's it. I am not competing with anyone. I'm not comparing myself to anyone. It's literally me against me. How can I be better today? How can I move my body more today? That's it. And maybe your change isn't about working out. Maybe you're like, Brandon, I feel really good. I'm in shape. I do these things. Because we're talking about like mental and emotional health too. This is, exercising does a lot for you. And then it makes you more aware of the things you're eating and drinking, because why would you work so hard and then blow it by, you know, binge eating 3 Big Macs and a large chocolate cake? You know what I mean? Like you start to become aware of how you can support what you're doing physically with your body. It's a beautiful gift. But maybe you're someone that is just not happy with your job. I see that a lot on Facebook. You've been stuck in a career that's not fulfilling or challenging to you. Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe you're somewhere where you just feel like the environment is too toxic. You don't feel like you can grow. Maybe you've always dreamed of opening your own business. Do some research. Identify exactly what that would involve. Brick and mortar is tough. I will say that. There is a lot of money up front, but it's not impossible. People do it every fucking day. And I know, you know, you can do some research and find just even a small business loan. There's stuff like this out there. There's a terrible stigma around MLM, and it sucks because some of that is rightfully earned. But MLM is like network marketing. You've got these moms selling you makeup and soap. You've got me slinging weight loss. They say it's a scam because most people don't want to put in the work. But if you feel like you are someone who can be motivated to talk to people, like I love this weight loss product I'm taking and I want to tell everybody about it. So I'm not hesitant about the conversation. I'm having the conversations and I'm not making millions of dollars, but I'm not paying for product either, you know? So you can make as much or as little as you want right now. Maybe you just need to go all out and consider your dream career, do some research and see if you can get the qualifications or learn the skills to make it a reality. It's never too late. Okay. Be resourceful. And maybe your change doesn't have to do with your job or your health, okay? But maybe you're just tired of, you know, your style. Like, I know how different I feel when I wake up and put on my mom leggings and my mom hoodie versus those days I'm getting dressed up with a purpose, okay? Have a makeover. You don't have to change everything about yourself, but if you've been feeling like you'd benefit from a change of style, like if you're wanting to cut your bangs, don't cut your bangs. Just go do something different with your hair, just not the bangs, okay? Maybe you need to go shopping for a new outfit or get that bold haircut, okay, that you've always wanted. Experiment with a new look. Create something that can express your personality. Maybe you just feel more vibrant and, you know, confident, and you just feel like how you look today is not reflecting that. You just kind of look like you're half-assing it through life. Maybe you really want to look put together. Do it. I promise it changes things. That's why I don't need makeup. Okay. 100%. I'm happy with my natural face. 1000%. I've actually been sporting it a lot of places lately. I never thought I would do that, but I am absolutely loving the skin I'm in. So makeup is not something I'm using to try to hide, but it's something that I feel like represents my personality. Like it is an artistic skill. I love the process. I love putting it on every single day. It's a new canvas and I get to create whatever look I want. I love that. So I get double expression. It expresses who I am, which, you know, the makeup, the, you know, full face look, I'm obsessed with that. I love being put together. It does represent my confidence that I am building. And then it's fun. It's just an artistic expression. It's fun. So maybe you need to achieve some new goals. If there's a challenge, hobby, or idea that you've always wanted to try out and fulfill, then why not go smash the goals? You've got to get out of your comfort zone, do the activity, or fulfill the dream you've always had. You've got to make it a priority. And you have to be bold. You could do whatever you want if you just do your best to achieve your goals, okay? Maybe you need to go on a trip. Maybe you need to move into a new house. Maybe you've dreamed of starting a new hobby or just completely overhaul your entire routine. You are the only one who knows what needs to be done in your life right now. That's it, at your core. And you're going to align this with your soul, with your values, with the core essence of who you are. What do you need right now? What do you need? It's time to make that happen. Do your research, set short and long-term goals, and get moving. Okay. So it's not about like thinking about this, listening to the podcast, like, man, she's right. I do need to do something different. You've been feeling this pressure of change, like something new needs to happen. Get to the core of what this is. Are you looking for something to fill a void in your life? Or are you truly happy with where you are and you're ready to express that change? Okay. Because if you're looking to just move to a new place or start a new job because you're trying to fill some emptiness, that's not going to work for you. Okay. 100%. You've got to be whole with who you are and then take the next steps. So you really have to have this conversation with yourself. Journaling helps me do that. Make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group where I do post journal prompts for you guys so that you can, you know, jumpstart the conversation that you want to have with yourself. I do think everyday journaling is key. It's a priority. I don't know what it is, but putting pen to paper brings out magic. It changes everything. So if you are struggling with thoughts that aren't serving you, if you are maybe just kind of lost on where to go and the direction to take, get a pen and paper and just start writing. Okay. You're the only person that can do this. You're the only person that can make the changes that you seek. You have to be brave. You have to be bold. You have to take back control. So it's time to push yourself and take massive responsibility for where you are and then set a solid direction on where you want to go. I love you.